this peace. No grand or magic formula to be adopted by one or two powers. Genuine peace must be the product of many nations, the sum of many acts. It must be dynamic, not static, changing to meet the challenge of each new generation. For peace is a process, a way of solving problems. With such a peace, there will still be quarrels and conflicting interests, as there are within families and nations. World peace, like community peace, does not require that each man love his neighbor. It requires only that they live together in mutual tolerance, submitting their disputes to a just and peaceful settlement.
I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer.
I stand before you as a friend and ally to every American seeking justice and peace. And I stand before you in firm opposition to anyone exploiting this tragedy to loot, rob, attack, and menace. Healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos, are the mission at hand.
Coming to you live, it's Reba Live on Red State Radio.
It's February 14, 2021. I want to just give you a little small taste of what can be done when you start your own assembly in your local county in the state on which you live. Once your assembly is established, one of the things that you can do is to appoint your own treasurer for the county. You can take it over. And you can have a forensic audit done. And trust me, you're going to uncover a lot of fraud, a lot of embezzlement, and money laundering. And then you can hold all those perpetrators accountable and have them arrested. You know, the sheriff needs to be paid by we the people out of our assembly. There's a lot of money in these treasuries across the land in your county. Corporate entity. And it's time for we the people to take it back. There's a thing called coffer accounts. These can be liquidated. You can suspend property taxes for the next several decades. In other words, we can take back control of what happens to our tax dollars, or whether we even need to pay taxes at all. But we can have a suspension of paying taxes because there's plenty of money there. They've just been skimming from it, embezzling from it, committing fraud and all types of money laundering through this corporate entity that is our so-called local government. There are many ways we can cut out the fat. And we need to open the books on what has been done with our money. This is just one example of something we can do as an assembly. And it's something we should have done a long time ago. Many people have lost their property due to the inability to keep paying these astronomical property taxes. and none of it was necessary. Another thing, if you're one of the people aware of the problems with fluoride and other pharmaceuticals and chemicals in our water, we can eliminate those things and clean up our systems. You know, there is a way to purify our water that comes out of our tap and truly make it healthy to our system. But what is coming through our tap right now with all the chlorine, the fluoride, you know, they use this chemical in Nazi Germany to exterminate individuals, these gases, and we've been poisoned throughout our lives. Have you ever stopped to read the warning on a tube of toothpaste? Fluoride is quite dangerous, and you should be brushing with a non-fluoride toothpaste. You also don't want sodium lauryl sulfate. These chemicals are very dangerous to our bodies, and we need to stop having them in our products that we put in and on our bodies. I was thinking earlier today about a recording that my cousin did a few years back. He's been dead for over a decade, so it has been a while. But this recording really means a lot to me, and I hope it will to you. It's called Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag that she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
every time I listen to my cousin recite that poem, it brings tears to my eyes. The flag means an awful lot to me. It represents so much. I'm a DAR, a daughter of the American Revolution. My grandfather fought in World War II. My dad, he fought in the Korean War. I had uncles that fought in Vietnam and others in Desert Storm. I'm a patriot. As I know, you listening to my voice, you are also a patriot. I grew up saying the Pledge of Allegiance every morning to begin my school day. I love those patriotic hymns. Somehow, in recent years, that seems to have been hijacked. And the more recent generations have not had that instilled upon them as it was in our generations. And we need to bring that back. And I believe that President Trump went quite far in accomplishing that over the last 4 years. There's another part of my growing up that is near and dear to me, and that is my Creator and what He left for us in His Word and what He left for us in the heavens. You know, we have a calendar that talks about the whole time of Earth's history in the stars. You literally can read history in the stars. And I'm not talking about go see an astrologist. I'm talking about in the constellations, there is the story, and it takes us through the history of time each season. We have these time periods talked about in Scripture, like the spring feasts and the fall feasts, and these are important things that we need to be aware of, like what happened when they left Egypt with Passover, known as Pesach to a Jew. What happened at Pentecost, which is known as Shavuot in Hebrew. And in the fall of the year, you know, we have Yom Kippur. It's a time when we repent and we grieve for the mistakes we have made in the previous year. And then we have a time of tabernacles called, you know, when you go into a sukkah. Sukkot is the fall feast. These are times that God has set apart to spend time with us, and every week He has His Shabbat. And very special things can occur on these dates. And later this month, coming up really soon, is Purim. And the book of Esther, we can read that story where this evil cabal meant to eliminate God's people from the face of the planet. And what do we have in the liberals in D.C. speaking about right now, just in the last 3 weeks? They're talking about making a list of Trump supporters, of conservatives, of people who believe in freedom and liberty. They want to make a list, and they want to cleanse us from the earth, from this nation. We are coming upon a Purim moment. History is repeating itself. Please pay attention. Purim. We have 3 days call to prayer. February 18, beginning at 7 p.m. until the 21st. There's a global prayer at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and in your respective time zone, wherever you are on the planet. We are going to stop and pray for the restoration of our world, for Mashiach, the Messiah, to come. This is biblical. This is a moment in history. We are so honored to be here at this time and be living and breathing, to be part of this team of warriors. This is Warrior Wednesday. And this Warrior Wednesday is a little different than my typical weekly Warrior Wednesday, where I focus in on service members, on veterans, on Gold Star families. Because at this time in our nation's history, if you are listening to my voice and you are in this fight, you are a warrior yourself. You may not have signed up to be a Marine, but you are in God's army for these times of troubles that we find ourselves in. And we need to put on the full armor. Back in 1976, which was the year of our 200th anniversary, our bicentennial year of this nation, I did a recording. As I mentioned earlier, my cousin Johnny Cash, he was an important part in my growing up years and as an adult until he passed about 14 years ago. Johnny was a very spiritual man. And I grew up, I was born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, and I grew up around country music, and I knew all these stars, and they were just everyday folk to me. And doing music was second nature. And I recorded this song, it's probably known to all of you, called One Day at a Time. And I just want to read this to you. And I'm going to change the name because Yeshua is his name. One day at a time, sweet Yeshua. That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Yeshua, and tomorrow may never be mine. God, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Sorry, I'm getting choked up. This song really means a lot to me. These words, please listen carefully. And if you have become sovereign, you understand. When this text says of this song, I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Oh, show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Yeshua, that's all that I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Yeshua, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Yeshua, you know, if you're looking below, that it's worse now than then. There's pushing and shoving, and it's crowding my mind. O Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Yeshua. That's all that I'm asking of you. One day at a time, sweet Yeshua. That's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. You know, it's true. Yesterday is gone. These things that have happened in our country, these things that have happened to us, they are behind us. Hindsight is 2020. Thank God it's behind us. And now we need to move forward. And we have been given a job to do, a mission. We have been asked to resume our self-governance. And each one of us, we need to make a choice. Do we want to live under a deep state, satanic, globalist cabal? Or do we want to return into the hands of our Creator, the authority over the earth? Who would you rather live under? The one who created all things, or this evil, deep state, satanic cabal that means to destroy us? So here we are. We find ourselves in 2021. And we have something that's been put into place a little over a decade ago. This Michigan General Jural Assembly. And I want to just go over the timeline thus far. What has occurred and what is happening today, you know, our military is following the requisitions issued by the Michigan General Jural Assembly. And we swiftly need to establish these across the land in all 3,141 counties. Here is the timeline. Back in January 2010, this was formed, the Michigan Assembly, with a minimum of 27 members. Research was begun and it has not stopped. We still research day and night. There is a core group of people that continue to research to uncover and unravel this fraud and corruption that has been taking place way before we were ever born. And they try to cover up the truth, but we are not going to stop our digging. The purpose is to establish a de jure grand jury which is superior to de facto grand jury per the corpus juris secundum. This is also known as the CJS 38A. Michigan established operations and functions document in May of 2010. They establish the covenant, and its purpose is to establish Michigan under its original jurisdiction. Now, some states may want to establish a constitution, but Michigan chose a covenant, and so did Alaska. And there's reason for that. We've covered it before, and we can cover that again, but I'm going to continue on this timeline. Michigan established county settlement, the purpose of which is to state our authority, our rights and the authority to exercise those rights. This is based on organic historical documents. They voted and approved the language within that document in January 2011. So this was exactly 1 year after they formed their assembly. This is when they approved that document to have their resettlement. They assembled in counties with a minimum number of members, a petite 13 members to establish the county. Each county established officers to run the county per their county settlement. Now, to have a grand jury, you need 25 plus 3 alternates, so we recommend that we try to grow each county as quickly as possible to 30 members. But you need a minimum of 3. A minimum of 3. We then published the county settlement document in the county legal paper for 3 consecutive weeks to receive an affidavit of publication, which shows that we have established superior position over de facto. They published the county settlement in 8 counties with no rebuttal. The balance of the counties were placed into a territory since following original jurisdiction for Michigan. They sent a letter to Judge Advocate General, the JAG, showing that we are under original jurisdiction to remove us from the Lieber Code, which is the General Order 100, and that their silence is acquiescence. In other words, there was no rebuttal. And this letter sent to the Judge Advocate General was sent in July of 2011. A package was sent to The Hague in January of 2012, and there was no rebuttal. It was sent independent of the Pennsylvania Drake Hinkle Nation State Hague package, since they had missed 6 deadlines in a row. Tongue lashing from Drake and Hinkle was for sending before the group, but no reason given as to why we shouldn't have. In other words, Pennsylvania dropped the ball and they weren't moving it down the court. And Michigan figured out exactly how these things needed to be laid out. They had researched all the history, and they have successfully established, they have resettled the land. This was done a decade ago, and now Alaska has settled their land. They have received acknowledgement by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, by the Pentagon, and they have acted upon it. They published in the Wall Street Journal in Europe, Asia, and the United States in April of 2012, and there was no rebuttal. They sent a letter of rogatory to Judge Advocate General, Michigan Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, State Police, FBI, U.S. Marshal Service in April of 2012, and there was no rebuttal. Nor should they have the ability to rebut, because we the people are the ones who are the boss. That's how our nation was established. And back in the 1860s, when we went under that General Order 100 under President Lincoln, It was only to be under military rule until we the people resume our self-governance. And that's what Michigan has done. And that's what Alaska has also done. And that's what the rest of the 48 states need to do as well. A letter was sent to all 83 county sheriffs in June of 2012, and there was no rebuttal. We read into de facto county commissioners' meetings the settled county settlements documents between July and October of 2012, and there was no rebuttal. We reseated our federal House of Representatives and Senate from 1861. This took place October the 21st of 2012. With succession, we established a de jure Republican form of government with interim president of the United States. Did you catch that? We've had two presidents of the United States for the past 9 years. Since October 21st, 2012. 2012. I'm sure many of you have heard about two presidents, this prophecy made by Kim Clement. I wonder if he ever found out about this interim president that was elected by the people in de jure government. And there is, in addition to President Trump, there is an interim president that has been elected by we the people in de jure government. And you'll be learning who that name is in the coming months, but I cannot reveal it at this time. With succession, this de jure Republican form of government that was established, its purpose was, this federal level body has a purpose to orchestrate elections under the oversight of the military per the orders. This establishes a federal superior government over the de facto, which gives our military a civilian authority to provide directions. And this is what we've been doing from the Michigan Assembly. Any actions the military takes against the de facto are covered by the orders of the de jure Republican form of government and civilian authority. This cannot be considered as a military coup. It will be considered a military upholding their oath to defend the Constitution and we, the people, from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Because you see, this corporate entity in D.C. is foreign. As we've talked about many times, this is the Virginia Company, which was sent here by the royal family of France. And they took on the corporate name United States of America, Inc. And they took over our governance in 1871. This is enemy that is foreign. The United States of America, of which Biden was supposedly selected president. He can have those 6 square miles in D.C., but he needs to leave the rest of these 50 states alone. It was sent by registered mail, including a cover letter, the new Declaration of Independence, orders to the United Nations, the Secretary of the Navy, Council of Navy, the Joint Chiefs of the Pentagon, October 21st, 2012, and there was no rebuttal. These documents were published on nasara.blogspot.com for public notice and sent to the nation's state contact list so they can inform their state's assemblies and vote if they wish to sign. This was done November 16, 2012. Grade school book, The Young American, published in 1843 by Goodrich, found online in early October 2012. This link to nasara.blogspot.com. Referenced in footnotes, the Hinkle Redeclaration Petition. November 25, 2012. Here's a couple of interesting tidbits. Every time we brought up the concept of publishing, aka giving public notice on a call or in an email, it was shot down and/or belittled by some guru. Well, we learned from history and recalled the stunt Nero pulled on the Roman citizens. After Rome burnt, Nero had all Roman citizens declared dead and their estates put into trust controlled by the Senate. All a citizen would have to do is to gain control of his property was to go before the Senate with a scribe and declare himself living and have a scribe record it in the proceedings, aka public notice. We followed a similar action in publishing in papers and legal notices. After publishing about 5 county settlements, the Michigan Bar Association started to threaten the newspapers if they printed any more of our settlement announcements. It appears we found a critical piece of the procedure. Michigan has carefully researched and executed the steps necessary to lawfully establish original jurisdiction based on our historical documents and the de facto's own writings. The original jurisdiction and lawful form of government is that of a republic. If you listen closely to many of the patriot gurus, gurus being in quotation, including radio and talk show hosts, they are touting democracies. Democracies do not work for large numbers. The Greeks figured that one out. Besides, our historical documents do not support a democracy. They support a republic form of government at county, state, and national levels. We are not doing knee-jerk emotional reactions, but well-researched, methodically steps towards the goal of getting our nation back. Now, if you will recall, there was a conversation when they came out of that meeting of the Constitutional, the Congress, you know, Ben Franklin was asked and it was said that we had formed a republic form of government if we can keep it. And it's really important that we do keep that republic form of government. Democracy is mob rule. It's mob rule. That's what we see. And they keep pushing this. All of these politicians, Democrat, Republican, all of them, they talk about democracy. Democracy. No, it's not democracy. We're not mob rule. This is a republic form of government. Self-governance. Now I have something else I'm going to begin reading to you, and we'll get partway into it before our break. But these documents, they are available to anyone to read. On the website, you know, you can go to 3141united.org. Make sure you acquaint yourself with the homepage. Read through the history there. Then go to resources and you can click on the pages there and go look in the forum on national-assembly.net. You can find all kinds of documents that are very interesting if you want to just explore into our history. A lot of painstaking research has gone in. People have traveled all over these United States and even gone over to Europe to uncover many of these things, to figure out how to find our pathway back to self-governance. They've tried to cover it up just like everything else. They don't want us to know that we have these rights. Michigan, a free and independent nation state. Michigan General Assembly, de jure timeline, the history in chronological order. So here is a more detailed list of what has been painstakingly done. Again, in the month of January 2010, this was 11 years ago, the assembly in Michigan was formed with a minimum of 27 members. In the month of May, they established operations and functions and the county settlement covenant, which states their authority, rights, authority to exercise those rights, and the fact that it's based on organic historical documents. In the month of February in 2011, so this is exactly 10 years ago, the Michigan Assembly voted and approved the language within the county settlement covenant document. And they published these in 3 consecutive weeks and received an affidavit of publication. They did this in 8 counties and there was no rebuttal. The balance was done in a territory type fashion. They established their covenant. So this is only a decade old. In July of 2011, a letter was sent to the JAG, the Judge Advocate General, showing that we are under original jurisdiction to remove us from Lieber Code from 1863, specifically General Order Number 100 that was ordered by President Lincoln. And their silence was acquiescence, and there was no rebuttal. In October, there was a declaration of separation and clarification. This letter to the Republic for the United States of America, James Timothy Turner. There was no rebuttal. Michigan is a free and independent state. Michigan General Jural Assembly is no longer a member of the organization. You know, the United States of America Incorporated is a corporation, and it's not following the directives of we the people. They have gone rogue. They are violating our constitutional rights, our rights that are to be protected by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But those rights came from God. 9 years ago, last month, in January of 2012, this package was sent to The Hague, no rebuttal. In April 2012, it was published in the Wall Street Journal, and no rebuttal. They sent a letter of rogatory to the JAG, Michigan Governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, State Police, Bureau of Investigation, Federal Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Marshal Service, and no rebuttal. This is 9 years ago. This groundwork, this foundation that's been laid, it took a few years. And now that we have the framework, it's time to take it like wildfire across this land in all 3,141 counties. We continue their history. In June of 2012, a letter was sent to all 83 Michigan County offices of sheriff, no rebuttal. There was communication sent via certified mail with return receipt. The commander of the Michigan State Police, the Michigan Provost Marshal, they were served by process server and receipt was made. No rebuttal. The months of July through October in 2012, we read into de facto county boards of commissioners meetings, the minutes, that the settled counties, their settlement documents, and there was no rebuttal. The month of October 2012, we reseated our federal House of Representatives and Senate from 1861 on the 21st of October. October 21st, 2012. That date is important, October 21st, and I'm trying to think why it is. There's something on the Jewish calendar that coincides with that date on occasion. Something important has happened recently on October 21st. I'm going to have to go back and research that. With succession, we establish a de jure Republican form of government with interim President of the United States. The purpose, this federal level body has a purpose to orchestrate elections under the oversight of the military per the orders. Let that sink in. This federal level body has a purpose to orchestrate elections under the oversight of the military per the orders. What happened in 2016? 4 years later. President Trump was elected. There's some other things that we're going to be reading about in the next few minutes. This is history, folks. This is true, real American history. And we're living it today. We're living it. We're making history right now. This establishes a federal superior government over the de facto, which is fake, defunct. That's what's in D.C. right now, and that's what's in your local counties right now today and in your state house. It is de facto. It is corporate. And it needs to go bye-bye in a hurry. And the way it goes bye-bye is when we the people stand up, organize, unite together, and take back our self-governance and become de jure. federal superior government over de facto, which gives our military a civilian authority to provide directions. So the military, instead of being a puppet of the corporation, they are being directed by civilians, we the people. Another purpose is any actions the military takes against the de facto are covered by the orders of the de jure Republican form of government and civilian authority. Because we are the boss! You know that, right? We have to resume that authority and take it away from these clowns in D.C. and in our local county government. Its purpose? This cannot be considered a military coup. It will be considered a military upholding their oath to defend the Constitution and we the people from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. This is not a military coup. It's not a coup of any type. This is we the people resuming our self-governance. And the corporate entity has already violated their contract from 1871 and they are defunct. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Send registered mail, including cover letter, the new Declaration of Independence, orders to United Nations, the Navy, Secretary of the Navy, the Council of Navy, the Joint Chiefs of the Pentagon, and there was no rebuttal. This was October 21st, 2012. Remember that date. That date will go in the history books. October 21st, 2012. The month of November in 2012, these documents were published on NasaraNews.blogspot.com for public notice and sent to the nation state contact list to all the state assemblies and vote if they wished to sign. We're going to go into greater detail. When we come back in the second hour, we're going to continue to bring it forward and cover the last 9 years of what's been going on in the General Jural Assembly in Michigan and how it is affecting our entire nation today in 2021. And Alaska jumps on board just in the last few months, and they become the second state to become part of this self-governance, and the rest of us need to catch up. So I want to encourage you, if you have yet to visit the website 3141united.com, please do so. Please register there. It will take some time for our state coordinators to reach out to you. We've been getting a lot of people signing on since last Friday when I was on Red Pill 78, but you will hear from us within the next week or so. And if you need to, you may email me, Reba@redstatetalkradio.com, and I'd be happy to respond. Send your phone number if you'd like me to call. And we'll be back in 5 minutes. It's February 14, 2021. National-Assembly.net. And you scroll down that first page there, and in highlighted yellow, you will see the phone number that you call in, and you can join the national call-in People are there from all over the country on Thursday night, and you can call in and ask questions. You can listen in and glean from those who've been there for a while and hear from those who are new. But when you have signed up on 3141 United, make sure that you spread the news to your friends, your family, your neighbors, your enemies, no matter where they are in the country. Tell them this is important. They need to get organized. They need to get involved. They need to come and sign up, and they can start listening to my radio show where we teach about it every single night. And also, they can join in on that national call on Thursday night. And if you are wanting to establish your own assembly in your county, and you would like to spread the word about that to people, I will give you a way to do that through my radio show. So don't forget to listen in. There's lots of resources for you to learn how to be involved and how to conduct your own assembly where you live. Now, we're up to March 2013. In that month, they amended the title Operations and Functions document to read Formulation, Operations and Functions of the Michigan General Jural Assembly Bylaws of the Sovereign Members of Michigan, a Free and Independent State. In the month of April 2013, they established a quo warranto board of inquiry to address grievances. They established a board of review to address these grievances. And in May of 2013, they wrote the quo warranto board of inquiry rules of deliberation and posting document. They published a notice in three Michigan newspapers about the quo warranto board of inquiry. And in the month of October in that same year, amended the title Michigan, a Free and Independent State by adding the word nation to read nation state. Michigan, a free and independent nation state. Destry, who was involved in this establishment of the Michigan General Jural Assembly, and he was also the one spearheading this settlement of the land in Alaska. He's going to be popping in shortly, and I want him to share with us, and I know you're listening, Destry, share with us why the Michigan General Jural Assembly felt it important to add that word nation to nation state. In November of 2013, we did the enactment clause and three addendums. And in January 2014, they established the MGJA, which is the Michigan General Jural Assembly Train the Trainer Education Program. Its purpose is to educate people of Michigan, a free and independent nation state, and about the original jurisdiction and common law by studying historical documents of our forefathers, and completed the trainer training on June 2014. The purpose is to build assembly membership. It's a recruitment tool. And this is important. Everyone needs to be educated. They need to know what our founding documents state and what it means. We need to understand the original language of it according to the times. And it is possible to do that with a good dictionary from that time period. Now, in July of 2015... we have a document, the State of the Trust, that was actually dated June 24 of 2015. And I'm just going to begin reading this. As I ponder the past year in review, I must realize the necessity of the accomplishments of the Assembly of Michigan, a free and independent nation state. Of utmost importance is the understanding of our quest and what we are trying to achieve to return to original jurisdiction. The effort of the tumultuous uphill battle to throw off the chains of usurpation by our corrupt government is not a fast and easy fix. What we have done has enhanced our learning and put us on track to achieving the desired result of removing the corruption from our government. Number one, we completed answering the questions of the quizzes in the 5,000-year leap to further our knowledge of the purpose of our founders of this nation based on Christian principles. Contrary to popular belief, we cannot abandon our basic foundations for the good of all people. Number two, we again noticed the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, secretary of state, office of the great seal, and court administrative offices of the state of Michigan of our grievances and forming of grand juries in our state. Confirmation of delivery was established by postal return receipt mail cards. Number three, re-noticing of the 83 county sheriff's offices for the benefit of newly elected sheriffs to let them know that we are still here insisting that they carry out the duties they took an oath to do. That is to support and defend the Constitution of this great land of ours, protect us and our property from foreign and domestic invasion. Again, confirmation of delivery was established by postal return receipt mail cards. Number four, we compiled word definitions for our membership documents, the JCO, the DOI, and DVR. With this information, we can better be prepared for our duty and responsibility for ourselves, to each other, and above all, to our Creator. Word definitions of our mission statement clarify our purpose and importance of peaceful joining of all people to a common goal. Number five, opening the door to new adventures and public venues is the press release. The opportunity of more exposure to posting on the NASARA website is gaining recognition and momentum. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard these rumors about NASARA, JASARA. Yeah, pay attention. Pay attention. Number six, letters to the editor is obtaining a way to get our message out to the populace of like-minded people. We must constantly look for new ways to draw in new members, to awaken the thinking process of affecting proper governance and personal responsibility. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. President Trump did more for that than anything else. That man has electrified over 100 million patriots across this country. And we are about to explode. You are getting in on the groundwork of this movement, which will return us to self-governance and literally drain this corporate swamp in D.C. and locally. Number seven, affidavit of fact is pointing the way and exposing the abuses that have been pressed upon us. With the inclusion of our new Declaration of Independence and contempt of Constitution, we are highlighting our contention that we have become slaves to our system of governance that we will no longer tolerate. Remembering that it only took 3% of the population to light the fire of the American Revolution, we can make it happen again with our few dedicated numbers and divine providence to guide us. We cannot let this effort fail, nor the demise of our founding fathers' work to create a land as a righteous beacon unto the world. Let us renew our resolve and efforts to save this God-blessed land and our God-given individual rights that lay within. Humbly submitted by your interim chief trustee. So this was written for the state of the trust in 2015. Now we're going to move on to July of 2016. The state of the trust address. And hear what our interim had to say. Another year has passed and nothing is happening, as some naysayers would say. I beg to differ. We have that today too. Like, people are saying, nothing's happening. Yeah, there's a lot happening, folks, behind the scenes. You just don't know it. Because some of these things have to be done in secret, or it would be blocked. President Trump has told us over and over again he will never reveal his plan to the enemy. Nope. The element of surprise is important. So here we go. A lot has occurred over the past year in our assembly business. Other states and people internationally are taking notice of what we are doing. This is 5 years ago, folks. Keep in mind that Rome was not built in a day. We cannot expect to right the wrongs of incremental usurpation of our governments overnight. In no particular chronological order, I would like to revisit some of our accomplishments. Letters to the editor were put in local newspapers with a contact phone number to call. That drew some attention and a few crackpot comments. There is always that 2% that will not get it, no matter how you explain it to them. And I'd just like to encourage each of you listening to me right now, spread this through your social media. Spread this by phone. Spread this by your workplace. Whatever way you can, we need to spread this information that people need to engage. Get involved so that we can right this ship and bring it ashore. Because we live on the land. We are not maritimers. Nope. We live on the land of the United States. A mission statement banner was procured to emphasize our quest for all that come to our assembly meetings. Our leadership held a national teleconference call at their location, which generated some ideas and direction. Also, a radio talk show got some attention from Anna Von Reitz in Alaska. She seems to think we are on the right track. What other group has done what we have done to establish standing? No rebuttal or harm has come to our assembly members because of it. A new website, firstmichiganassembly.info, was created with much information to assist other states to do what we have done to establish credibility and to settle their own state in the manner they choose. It is a template and history of authority to once again return to original jurisdiction. Much of this material came directly from Train the Trainer program that we studied and made available to our assembly members. This information is further researched and presented by dedicated assembly members for the education and understanding of all people. A national call was put in place and is drawing some very informed individuals. Sometimes there is that 2% again. But it is a learning process for us all. It reinforces our knowledge that we have the correct information available to us and gives us opportunity to test our own understanding by answering questions. Someone once said that all they needed to accomplish their goals was a few good men and women. Also, in our country's history, the American Revolution was won by only 3% of the population participating. And my ancestors were part of that 3%. Yay. This call can help to generate the numbers we need to bring back the nation God provided and intended us to be a beacon unto the world. We have seen a few new members, which is encouraging. It is concerted effort by all, not just a few. It is like, what can I do to move this assembly forward along? Not what can the assembly do for me? Remember, there is no I in the words team effort. It was suggested that we should have notaries in our assembly to give us further standing and witness credibility. We have a few that stepped up and followed the instructions to do so. A notice to General Dunsford. Remember that name? General Dunsford was sent out to question his authority and standing to represent a new republic of we the people. There was no reply. They know that they are usurping authority, just like the de facto we have governing us now. We did not cast a ballot for Dunsford. How can he represent we the people? We see, you see, we are doing much for people to take notice of what we have done and what we are doing and will continue to do until our goal is complete. That is to reestablish original jurisdiction and God-given rights to all people. Godspeed and God bless we the people and our efforts for justice for all. Now we're up to July 2017. This is, after all, following the inauguration of President Donald J. Trump in January of that year. As we ponder our journey of this past year, we seemingly are moving at a snail's pace. Yet some very important actions have taken place. Let us revisit our accomplishments of this year. We are continuing our national call with some very informed people, contributing to the education of many. To the misinformation we are fed by the present-day public schools and news media. Callers from Maine, North Carolina, Florida, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Arizona, Colorado, Wisconsin, Utah, Iowa, Alaska, and California are some of the states that are participating on the National Assembly conference call. Many are repeat listeners and contributors to the conversation, stressing the formation of assemblies to educate and settle counties and states. A committee to help other states learn what information and process is needed to form assemblies and settle their counties and state. Illinois is our infant to practice our train-the-trainer skills in helping other states. They have some very informed people who have done their research and are willing to share information. We are finding other people of like mind to find the pieces of the puzzle needed to return our governance back to original jurisdiction of a republic. It has always been the intention of our process to inform and educate the to gain the numbers necessary so that the de jure governance can take back the liberty that is rightfully ours peacefully and completely, not just one personal agenda at a time. If the first Michigan Assembly.info website was established with a handbook to educate. This website, as well as MichiganDeJour.org, is referred to by the Nasara News website for letting the world know what, why, and how we are doing the necessary process to return to original jurisdiction. We have maintained our record and our standing as a legitimate, dedicated, and determined assembly of people, willing to sacrifice and do what is necessary to preserve our God-given rights and our country for generations to come. We convened our National Congress. We have maintained our State House of Representatives and Senate with monthly and quarterly calls, respectively. We have continued to move forward while keeping the assembly and its members safe. We ask our divine for divine guidance in our efforts to continue our mission to enjoy and secure our liberty so we can enjoy the freedoms for all people in this great land our Creator provided for us. As responsible stewards on the land, we have an obligation and a duty to preserve, honor, and respect what has been given us. To use and care for in the short term, we are here on this earth. We are up to State of the Trust in 2018. Another year has passed. In our quest to restore original jurisdiction by we the people of Michigan, a free and independent nation state. This year, we have continued our two websites, MichiganDeJour.org and FirstMichiganAssembly.info, the latter being the site to which we post generic documents for information on how to form assemblies. Now it's on national-assembly.net. which you can find on my website, 3141united.com. Go under resources and you'll find links there. NASARA website continues to post our documents and links to both our websites with this referral. The National Assembly Conference Call was formally established in March of 2018. It has gained much needed attention with over 30 states being represented. Other states are forming their own assemblies and some are nearing the goal of settling their state with the numbers necessary. In April 2018, so many states were asking for help in the process of forming assemblies that an officers' committee conference call was formed to produce generic documents for assembly approval to post on the FirstMichiganAssembly.info. This enables other states an outline to follow to settle their state. Michigan maintains its status and standing by holding annual election of officers. Each are sworn under oath to uphold their duty and commitment to the assembly and each other. And as we've talked about repeatedly on this show, Michigan resettled their land and Alaska settled it for the first time. So we have examples of both situations. We continue to research, study, and educate. 10 steps to forming an assembly was posted as a handbook for other states to use as a template. Articles were written as encouragement to move forward, such as Cast Off the Dark Night, Are You Happy with Your Government? And The United States of America and Why It Is Doomed. Now, we're talking about the corporate here. United States of America Incorporated is doomed. It's void. It's defunct. It's gone bye-bye. Number 3, a FOIA study was done and how we might use it. That's a Freedom of Information Act. And number 4, an updated timeline was produced. We cannot stress enough the importance of total member participation and recruiting, since we all know we have to have numbers before the de facto will take us seriously. I have but one life to live. I, for one, want to preserve our liberty to have the freedom to make a difference and protect this republic for future generations to come. And that's the end of that historical document, but I'm just going to add my own personal. You know, we have a very unique opportunity here, and we need to seize upon it because we are reestablishing self-governance. When the United States was begun in 1776, this was an experiment to form this republic form of governance. And it was not created to be a democracy. No, no, no. It is a republic. And I am so on board with this being done in 2021. I'm doing everything. I'm working day and night, literally 7 days a week, to move this ball down the court. We have seen a lot of progress in the past decade. If you will recall, we brought back this Congress that was not adjourned back in March 14th, 1861. We brought it back in 2010 through the Michigan General Jural Assembly. And just 10 years ago, in December, notice was given to the president, the Michigan governor, and all the others, and remained unrebutted through today. This issuance of 21 requisitions to the president, the office of the president, Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Pentagon, and the Secretary of State. 10 years ago. 14 of these 21 requisitions have been completed. 14. Two-thirds of the way there. It's not going to take much longer to complete those other seven. I guarantee you. It's happening. It's already in process. It will be wrapping up. And we, the people, need to have everything in place when it's complete. We need to get it done. We have the template, the successful template on how to do this. Judge Antonin Gregory Scalia was murdered for what he said. You know, in 1992, in Williams versus United States, Antonin Scalia, who was a big fan of President Trump, and Trump was a big fan of his, he confirmed that there were five branches of government. The first and primary branches are the assembly of we the people and the grand jury du jour. And underneath us is the executive, the legislative, and the judicial. Did you know, have you paid attention in our Bill of Rights, you know, those first 10 amendments make up our Bill of Rights. Did you notice the wording in amendment number 7? I just love this. This shows you who's in charge. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. When we the people come together and we form our grand juries, there is no court in the land that can overturn what we decide. Who's in charge here? Who is it? Is it the so-called president, quote unquote? Is it the Congress? Is it the Supreme Court? Who's in charge? It's us. It is us. Do you want a president by the name of Donald J. Trump leading our nation? Did you know that you have the power to make that happen just as quickly as you establish your assemblies in your local county and state? Did you know that? You have the power. We don't have to wait on Supreme Court. We don't have to wait on Congress. We don't have to wait on anything. We don't have to wait 2 more years. Hell no! It's only waiting for us. We need to establish these assemblies in every county. And we hold our own elections in our local county. And we, the people, can elect whoever we want to lead us. And did you know that in our original founding document that there was absolutely no term limit on the president? He can remain president as long as it pleases us. We could elect him for 20, 30 years if we wanted to, and if he wanted to serve. You see, they have totally taken our minds away from the way things are. They have been selecting these people and putting them in place, these people that are puppets of this corporation. They are not voices of we the people, and we have to resume our own self-governance. Every single day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Reba.
We'll see you back here tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Until then, bye-bye now. Put us on this red.